This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has applauded the United Nations' approval of the Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza. Hamas, however, has rejected the plan as a foreign instrument of control. The UN resolution authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security in war-devastated Gaza. It also approves a transitional authority called the Board of Peace to be overseen by President Trump and envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. The House is heading toward a vote today on a bill that would force the Justice Department to release the case files it's collected on Jeffrey Epstein. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the Trump administration has a job to fill.
The acting chief of the Federal Emergency Management Agency has left his job. David Richardson had been on the job for only 6 months. In that time, there has been a big reduction in staff, cuts to programs, and changes in policy. He faced criticism for FEMA's handling of the deadly floods in Texas earlier this year. The Department of Homeland Security did not comment on the details of Richardson's departure, but a FEMA employee tells the AP he resigned. Richardson had no previous emergency management experience when he took the job. He replaced Cameron Hamilton, who was fired a day after telling a House committee he did not think FEMA should be eliminated. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Nigeria, one of 25 schoolgirls abducted from a school dormitory has escaped captivity and returned home, the school principal told the Associated Press today. The girls were abducted when gunmen attacked a high school in northwestern Nigeria before dawn on Monday, taking the 25 girls and killing a staff member at the school. This is AP News. The NIH has cut billions of dollars in research projects under the Trump administration, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
74,000 people enrolled in experiments to test medical treatments have been affected by an estimated $12 billion in funding cuts at the National Institutes of Health. That's according to a new report published Monday in JAMA Internal Medicine. Funding for 383 studies lapsed between the end of February and mid-August, leaving some patients with unmonitored heart devices or no access to medication. Former NIH Director Jeremy Berg says he worries the trial cuts could erode trust between medical institutions and the patients participating in clinical trials. In an email, Andrew Nixon, a spokesperson for Health and Human Services, rejects the portrayal of their grant management process, saying the funding was likely cut because the studies prioritized ideological agendas over scientific rigor and meaningful outcomes. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
President Trump is announcing a FIFA pass to help people buying World Cup tickets get expedited visa appointments to visit the U.S.
And this will allow World Cup ticket holders with long wait times to opt with FIFA for a prioritized interview.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino was in the Oval Office with the president Monday to explain the new system.
America welcomes the world. America will welcome the world here next year. We will have between 6 and 7 million tickets sold.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the administration has dispatched more than 400 additional consular officers around the world to handle the demand for visas. During next year's World Cup, 104 games will be played in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Trump has made the success of the World Cup a top priority.
The early ticket sales are through the roof, and much of it is even sold out.
The president once again floated the prospect of moving World Cup games if he deems a host city to be unsafe, something the FIFA president has carefully avoided committing to. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration has a name for its immigration sweep in North Carolina's largest city. They're calling it Operation Charlotte's Web. As the Charlotte operation went into full swing, the Border Patrol official now on the ground in Charlotte, Gregory Bovino, even quoted from the children's classic Charlotte's Web in a social media post saying, "We take to the breeze, we go as we please." Now, the granddaughter of the author who wrote the classic children's tale is pushing back. She says the wave of immigration arrests go against what E.B. White and his beloved book stood for. Martha White says in a statement that her grandfather believed in the rule of law and due process. She also notes that in Charlotte's Web, the spider devoted her life on the farm to securing the freedom of the pig named Wilbur. A federal judge has ruled that the Justice Department engaged in a disturbing pattern of profound investigative missteps when it secured an indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, directing prosecutors to produce two defense lawyers all grand jury materials from the case. The judge also cited fundamental misstatements of the law by a prosecutor and unexplained irregularities in the transcript of the grand jury proceedings. The 24-page opinion is the most blistering assessment yet by a judge in a criminal case against Comey that is already subject to multiple other legal challenges, including motions seeking a dismissal of the case, arguing that prosecutor Lindsey Halligan was illegally appointed and that the prosecution itself constitutes a vindictive prosecution. In cities across America, pessimism about the country's future has risen in cities since last year. But rural America is more optimistic. That's according to a new survey from the American Communities Project. The survey looked at moods and priorities across 15 different types of communities, including heavily Hispanic areas, big cities, and different kinds of rural communities, with areas with large Hispanic communities being less optimistic. When it comes to crime, residents with the nation's largest cities are now less likely to list crime and gun violence among chief concerns facing their communities. The common denominator across America, even in more optimistic rural areas, residents still worry about daily household costs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein is responding to the start of President Trump's surge in Border Patrol activity in Charlotte.
This is not making us safer. It's stoking fear and dividing our community.
The Trump administration has made the Democratic city its latest focus for an immigration enforcement surge it says will combat crime. Stein says he is not against federal help.
To the CBP, if you know that we have violent criminals in Charlotte who are undocumented, we want them out too.
But he says their actions are the opposite.
We've seen masked, heavily armed agents in paramilitary garb driving unmarked cars, targeting American citizens based on their skin color, racially profiling and picking up random people in parking lots and off of our sidewalks, going after landscapers simply decorating a Christmas tree in someone's front yard.
Stein called on the people in Charlotte to stay peaceful. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new report found that foreign student enrollment at U.S. colleges held steady this fall, despite President Trump's immigration crackdown. But it also revealed international students coming to the U.S. for the first time fell by 17%, the sharpest decrease since the COVID-19 pandemic. The survey from the Institute of International Education says the overall dip was less severe than some had predicted. Researchers credit colleges for helping students navigate visa issues through the summer. Still, some universities have been hit harder than others, with some seeing a sharp decline that punched big holes in their tuition revenue. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
A new analysis shows that more U.S. consumers are falling behind on their utility bills. Past due balances jumped 9.7% in the second quarter of the year over the same period last year. That's according to the Century Foundation, the left-leaning think tank that did the study. The study comes as President Donald Trump has been promoting the build-out of the AI industry, a sector that uses a lot of electricity. Voters have also said they're worried about the high cost of living. The foundation says 6 million households have utility debt so severe that it will soon be reported to collection agencies. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
A small group of South Carolina state senators will consider an abortion bill that would include the strictest prohibitions and punishments in the country. The proposal would allow judges to sentence women who get an abortion to up to 30 years in prison. It also could restrict the use of IUDs and in vitro fertilization. The proposal would ban all abortions unless the woman's life is threatened. The subcommittee of the South Carolina Senate's Medical Affairs Committee can change the legislation when it meets this afternoon. Even if the measure wins committee approval, its prospects are doubtful at best. This would be the first of at least a half a dozen legislative steps that would be needed for the proposal to become law. I'm Mike Hempen.
A former Alaska Airlines pilot who tried to cut off the engines of a passenger flight in 2023 will not serve additional jail time for federal charges against him. Joseph Emerson was sentenced to credit for time served and 3 years of supervised release. Emerson was riding in an extra seat in the cockpit of a Horizon Air flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. He was subdued by the crew and the plane landed safely in Portland. After his arrest, Emerson told police he was despondent over a friend's death and had taken psychedelic mushrooms about 2 days earlier, and that he had not slept in over 40 hours. Emerson also said he believed he was dreaming at the time. In a state case against him, Emerson was also sentenced to 5 years of probation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell on Wall Street as NVIDIA and other superstars created by the frenzy surrounding AI dimmed some more. The S&P 500 lost 0.9% Monday. The benchmark index set an all-time high last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 557 points. That's about 1.2%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 0.8%. NVIDIA was again the heaviest weight on the market, as it's often been the last couple of weeks. Investors are worrying that NVIDIA's stock price has become too expensive following the enormous gains it's made. That's raised the stakes for NVIDIA's quarterly profit report coming out late Wednesday. Treasury yields edged lower in the bond market. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Dak Prescott tossed four touchdowns and the Cowboys snapped a two-game skid with a 33-16 win over the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
Just trying to be a point guard and distribute the ball, get the ball to these guys, let them go do work.
Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase was suspended one game by the NFL for spitting on the Steelers' Jalen Ramsey. Falcons QB Michael Penix Jr. will miss at least four games with a left knee injury, and the Jets bench Justin Fields. College football, Virginia Tech hired former Penn State coach James Franklin. NBA, Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo exited with a left groin strain Monday at Cleveland. The Spurs' Victor Wembanyama will miss at least 2 to 3 weeks with a strained left calf, and LeBron James returned to Lakers practice, and Purdue reclaimed the number one spot in the AP Top 25 men's hoops poll. Dallas Cowboys players bowed their heads during a moment of silence in honor of their late teammate Marshawn Nyland before Monday night's game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Nyland, a 24-year-old defensive end, was found dead on November 6th of an apparent suicide. Dallas coach Brian Schottenheimer.
These past 11 days have been really tough, but I'm proud of those guys because just the way they played today, they played with Marshawn's play style.
A photo of Nyland was shown on the video boards at Allegiant Stadium, and the suicide hotline number 988 was posted. Monday's game, a 33-16 victory, was the first for the Cowboys since his death. Dallas QB Dak Prescott.
After it was a celebration, I said it's been a tough week, and to be able to celebrate and to smile for a moment and to know that you went out there and you, like Shotty said, made Marshawn proud and honored him the right way.
The team prepared a locker stall for Nyland at the stadium, and his jersey was placed on a coat hanger. Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders discovered Sunday night that his suburban Cleveland home had been burglarized during his NFL debut earlier that day. An AP source says an investigation is ongoing, no suspects have been identified, and it's uncertain if anything was stolen. Sanders entered the game for injured starter Dylan Gabriel. The 2025 fifth-round pick finished 4 of 16 with an interception in a 23-16 loss to Baltimore.
That's all you could ask for, honestly. The chance to get out there, get your feet wet. To experience how it feels, you know, to even be out there with the team.
Several NFL players, including Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, have had their homes burglarized during games dating to last season.
A 27-year-old man has been charged with murder in the shooting death of former Oakland football coach John Beam. Beam died Friday after being shot in the head at the junior college campus where he worked. Alameda County District Attorney Ursula Jones-Dixon said Monday that Cedric Irving faces a sentence of 50 years to life.
We are getting to a point where almost every time we turn on the news, there's some story about gun violence in this city. This is my city. I live in Oakland. So I'm speaking to you as the DA, but also as a resident of the city of Oakland. My hope is that we can start talking about accountability as it relates to guns in our community.
Authorities say the incident was targeted. Irving has no prior criminal record and is being held without bail. He is set to be arraigned Tuesday. Beam was a beloved figure in the community and was featured in the Netflix docuseries Last Chance U. Former Cleveland Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar has received a liver transplant after being on the waiting list for more than a year. Kosar shared a video on social media Monday in which he said he feels good and is ready to enjoy life. The 61-year-old had been dealing with liver issues for years. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis and Parkinson's disease last year. Kosar played in the NFL for 12 seasons, leading the Browns to 3 AFC championship games. The Browns honored him with a tribute video before Sunday's game against the Ravens. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will travel to Turkey this week in an attempt to jumpstart negotiations on ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which began nearly 4 years ago. Turkey provided a setting for low-level talks between Ukraine and Russia earlier this year, though the only significant progress in Istanbul was on exchanging prisoners of war. US-led international peace efforts have brought no breakthrough either. Zelensky aims to be in Turkey on Wednesday, a day after visiting Spain, where he's hoping for pledges of new support. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that there'll be no Russian representative in Turkey on Wednesday, although he insists the Moscow's ready to negotiate with Ukraine. A prisoner in Australia is challenging a state's ban on Vegemite in prisons, claiming that denying him the spread violates his human rights. Andre McKechnie has taken his case to the Supreme Court of Victoria, arguing that the ban breaches his right to enjoy his culture as an Australian. Vegemite has been banned from Victorian prisons since 2006 because it interferes with narcotic detection dogs and can be used to produce alcohol. Critics, including the victim's advocates, say they find the lawsuit offensive. McKechnie, who's serving a life sentence for murder, seeks a court order to overturn the ban. His lawyers have not commented. The MT Orinda was hit during the offloading of liquefied petroleum gas at Ismail Port, Turkey's Directorate of Maritime Affairs says. All 16 crew on board were evacuated and no one was hurt. Ukrainian officials have not commented specifically on the tanker, although an official says Russian drones attacked the Odessa region overnight and damaged energy and port infrastructure in several cities. Ismail lies on the Black Sea estuary and is one of a string of ports that are vital for Ukrainian imports and exports. The attack occurred a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a deal to import US liquefied natural gas through the area. I'm Charles Deledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.